Since this is an all-age service, would the children like to come a little bit closer? You can even sit on the floor. This is a fun sermon, okay? It's not going to be a 15 to 20 minute sermon, I promise.
Yes.
Maybe you could sit on the chairs just so you can see properly. Today is Mothering Sunday, so we're considering a mother's love and its relationship to God's love and what that implies for us today. So here's a question for you guys. A mother's love in nature. What do you think is the most misunderstood animal in the world? We're not going to talk about it, sorry. I'm going to tell you the answer. It's the hippo. It's the hippopotamus. Here you have Hippo the ballerina, right? Here you have Hippo the dopey one, kind of dumb, kind of slow, sluggish, and even silly. But aren't they cute? Aren't hippos cute? They're adorable. Look at this one, if that hasn't captured your attention. Look how he just wants to be cuddled. Have a nice, proper hug. And if that doesn't convince you, look at this one. A baby hippo and his mother hippo. Did you know that hippos keep their children up to 8 years of age? That's pretty exceptional. And hippos at 8 years are pretty big, if you can imagine. So wouldn't you like to just get in there between the mom and the baby and cuddle with them? If your answer is yes, I would highly recommend that you consider the answer no. Because hippos are known to be extremely dangerous. Really dangerous. And I won't give you the statistics about that. But the reason why they're dangerous is because they're protecting their children, their babies. So we really see a mother's love in that. Yeah, you can see how big and ferocious they can be. So don't get too close. We see here, we find a mother's love, maternal love, in all sorts of animals, including hippos. And did you know that Jesus even compared his love to another animal? So you go from a hippo to another animal. Look at this one. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Isn't that a beautiful picture? There you can get close, right? But not too close, because hens are known to be very dangerous as well. And the reason is because they love their chicks. God's love compared to animals' love. Now, what about love among us? Human love, mother's love. I'm sure you know all about this. In one passage, it says it compares God's love to a mother's love. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion, that is Jerusalem, said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. And here's the question. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is no. No. A woman does not forget her nursing child. A woman does not forget the child of her womb. But human love is not the same as God's love. And so the passage continues, even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Human love is very powerful, but it's still not the same as God's eternal love. And here's another example. So you know the Apostle Paul. He was a great missionary of the early church. Listen to what he says about God's love. He says, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. And here's the important part. Who loved me. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself. He gave his own life for each one of us. So we could read this as if it were for us. And we could put our name there. He loved me. He loved me, James. And he gave himself for me, James. Jesus loved us so much that he gave himself. He died for our sins. And this is what we call sacrificial love, because he offered himself as a sacrifice. And it's unconditional love because he loves without condition. In other words, I love you as long as you do this, this, or this. Jesus loves us even when we don't do those things. And did you know that God asked us, now this is the part where it gets practical, that God asks us to imitate his love. So how can we put sacrificial love of mothers and of God into practice? How can we love like God loves us? It's not so easy, is it? How do we do that? Well, there's one passage that says, and we are called to do this, is this is my commandment that you love one another. That you love one another. Notice that Jesus doesn't say that you love those who love you. That you love those that you like. That you love those who are lovable. He says, love one another as I have loved you. And you see that I put that in bold, as I have loved you. As Jesus loved us. So the standard is really high. Here are some examples, and we heard it in the first reading, of imitating God's love. And here we have the expression of putting on God's love so that we can love others. It's very practical. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. So it's kind of like a picture. We put on love so that we can love those that God asks us to love. And this love binds everything together in perfect harmony. And something that we have to remember, and I have to remind myself all the time, love is not about just having nice feelings, you know. Oh, I like this person so much that I want to love. Sometimes there are people in our lives that are hard to love. And that's where we need help. So here's an example. Those of us who are married men, one of the hardest commandments in the New Testament is, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Do you know high jumping? High jumping in the athletic events where they put a bar up. Well, here the bar is really high. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. So I think you'll agree with me that loving is not always easy. And so we might think, well, how can I do this? The standard is so high, I can't even do it. It's impossible. The good news is that God knows this. He knows this, and he gives us help. And this help comes in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, who lives in each Christian. So here we have a passage also from the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians that talks about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, producing good things in us, like a tree bearing fruit. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is, and the number one thing he lists is, love. Love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. Another passage that encourages, where he talks about this difficulty to love and the need of the Holy Spirit, is found in the second letter to Timothy. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of love. A spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. So we see that the Holy Spirit helps us in this. We're not alone. A mother's love and the love of God, what does it have to do with us? You might say, well, I'm just a little kid. What do I have to do with all this? Well, it has to do with all of us, adults and children. God is asking us to imitate his love, this love which is like a mother's love, which is protective, nourishing, sacrificial. And a mother's love is like a reflection of God's sacrificial and unconditional love. So the question for each one of us is, am I willing to love as Christ loved us? Am I willing to love unconditionally and sacrificially? Am I willing to love those who are not so lovable? Those people with whom we work, those people with whom we live. We don't have to put names on them now, but maybe some names come to mind. How do we show Christ's love to them? And the good news is really that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit helps us in this, to love our mothers, our parents, our family, friends, and as I was saying, even those whom we have trouble loving. So we're going to conclude this with a beautiful prayer by a man who lived about 1,000 years ago. His name was Anselm. So I'd like to invite you to pray with me, or I will pray for us. It's a beautiful prayer about Christ's love and Christ's love working through us. Let us pray. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Despair turns to hope. Through your sweet goodness, through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Amen.